Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 77 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is meeting with longtime Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell in Tallahassee, Florida, as the Trump administration continues to be pressured to release more information on the Epstein case. ABC's Alex Mallon says it's unclear what they're talking about.
The problem is that, according to the Justice Department's previous filings and statements made in court, this is a person who is not to be trusted. They have detailed a pattern of lies by Maxwell, and obviously she was convicted of engaging in some of the heinous acts that Epstein was charged for. So I think, you know, there's big questions over whether she says anything in this meeting that can be trusted.
The House Oversight Committee also subpoenaing her. President Trump is visiting the Federal Reserve today after repeatedly insulting Fed Chair Jerome Powell about interest rates. Earlier this week, we learned that Hershey was going to be raising its prices. Now Nestle says its products will cost more, too, because of worsening cocoa and coffee bean crops. This is ABC News. We're learning more about the court hearing yesterday at which Brian Koberger was sentenced to four life sentences for killing four University of Idaho students. Lauren Patterson works for Northwest Public Broadcasting. She was in the courtroom and has more on the Koberger family reaction.
When he first entered the courtroom, his mother actually burst into tears. I was sitting three people away from her on the bench. And it was interesting. People around me, and I confirmed this with several people, said that she mouthed, "I love you," to him, and that he mouthed, "I love you" back.
President Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara, the former chair of the Republican National Committee, saying today she's ruled out running for the Senate seat in North Carolina. A new report presents data showing that 7,000 steps per day can greatly reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer, but anything over 7,000 steps shows only just a slight benefit. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of The News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is an overcast 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for humid conditions with occasional showers through the early afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, with a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog possible, a low of 65. And tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and muggy with a high of 85. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 70, it's 76 degrees.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The body of a missing La Crosse woman has been recovered. The La Crosse Police Department was informed by the Houston County Sheriff's Office in Minnesota that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found Wednesday morning in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. That's about 15 miles downriver from La Crosse, where a search had been underway since the Viterbo University graduate student went missing early Sunday morning. Police are still investigating and are waiting on results of an autopsy for an official cause of death. The Wisconsin State Biennial Budget was passed last month by a bipartisan vote. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline was a recent guest on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee. Senator Markline said that this was the most unusual budget he has been involved with for different reasons.
One is what was going on in Washington, D.C., and kind of the race to get, we had to get our budget done and signed before President Trump signed that budget, and then that affects $1 billion a year in federal money coming into the state of Wisconsin. So we had, this has to do with the hospital assessments and stuff. And the governor's office knew that too. I mean, so the governor's office was also in a position where they wanted to get it done, but a lot and a lot of a lot of conversations going on. And for me, as co-chair of a joint finance committee, it was, you know, I'd be negotiating with the assembly co-chair, and we get a tap on the shoulder saying, oh, that issue is being negotiated with the governor, and don't talk about it anyway. So it was unusual, just a very different budget process this time around. But all in all, I think we ended up in a good place, good budget for Wisconsin, good budget for Southwest Wisconsin, good budget for rural areas. So, and obviously with the compromise budget, you know, there's things that I wish we would have gotten, but it was a give and take. So we ended up, I think, in a good place. And the vote in both houses was bipartisan, which doesn't happen too often on a budget bill. But, you know, I was happy about that.
Mark Lyne was pleased with the tax cuts included in the bill.
It's $1.5 billion of tax cuts. And the tax cuts are all oriented to, I guess, what I would consider kind of the average Wisconsinite. Income taxes, that second bracket we're raising, married filing jointly, we're raising it. It was $19,000 to $38,000 was the second bracket. We're now raising that from $19,000 to $67,000. Basically, it cuts the that taxes in that bracket by one percentage point, which is, you know, which is meaningful. And so people should start seeing that once the Department of Revenue gets that updated. Also, we're going to be exempting retirement income for people that are age 67 or older. And so now we're going to be exempting $24,000 of retirement income per person for people that are over 67. And so that amounts to, in round numbers, about $1,000 per year in savings for people. So, again, that's not insignificant. And then the final part of the tax cut has to do with our electricity, sales tax on electricity. During the winter, there is no sales tax on electricity and natural gas, okay? But in the summertime, the state of Wisconsin taxes that. And of course, you know, we all are going to be paying a lot of electric bills this week with the heat kicking in. But so we will now be exempting electricity and natural gas during the summer months as well. So, and for a lot of people, their summer utility bills are as high or higher than in the wintertime. So that's going to amount to it's going to be a 5.5% cut in your utility bill, which, again, that affects everybody.
The sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. A legendary Western Wisconsin home will receive state funding for upkeep. The recently passed Wisconsin state budget allocates $5 million to the nonprofit preserving famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin home and studio near Spring Green. Wright lived at the 800-acre estate for nearly 50 years and designed many of his most famous works there. The 7-building property, which Wright began developing in 1911, has been recognized as a National Historic Landmark. Around 30,000 guests visit Taliesin annually, bringing in about $4 million to the local economy. A package of bills in the U.S. Senate seeks to help lower costs for working families. Jimmy Kuska reports.
Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on child care. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new child care centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that child care workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in child care will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, They cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First-Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026.
U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Susan Collins introduced the bipartisan Healthy Drinking Water Affordability Act, or the Healthy H2O Act, to provide grants for water testing and treatment technology directly to individuals and nonprofits in rural communities. Wisconsin continues to identify new sources of contaminated water and soil from chemicals like PFAS, but many smaller communities lack the resources to conduct testing to identify them and mitigation to remove them. The Healthy H2O Act would provide grants for water quality testing and the purchase and installation of point-of-use or point-of-entry water quality improvement systems that remove or significantly reduce contaminants from drinking water. Grants would be provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture directly to individuals and to nonprofits in rural areas, specifically to those in communities with a population under 10,000, to help people test their water and install a water treatment product if needed. According to the most recent census, Wisconsin has 714 towns that have populations under 10,000. Across the United States and in Wisconsin, communities face threats to their drinking water from a number of contaminants, including lead, arsenic, nitrates, volatile organic compounds, PFOA, PFOS, hexavalent, chromium 6, and others. The Healthy H2O Act will provide grants for those living in rural communities to increase access to the many technologies for testing and water treatment at the point of use. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations. Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill to limit the ability of the state legislature to spend taxpayer money on private attorneys. The legislation would require a vote of approval by the state assembly and senate before the legislature can enter into a contract with outside legal counsel. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner and State Senator Chris Larson introduced the bill, saying its goal is to restore trust and transparency in how state money is spent. They say over $5 million of taxpayer funds went to private legal fees last year. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister has responded to questions about its policy of ICE housing. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office has been asked about the housing of Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees in the Sauk County Jail. According to a press release, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office has a long-standing tradition of assisting local, state, and federal partners with the housing of inmates. For the last 21-plus years, the office has housed inmates from law enforcement agencies outside of Sauk County, including the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, other Wisconsin counties, probation and parole, United States Marshals, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Meister says the Sauk County Sheriff's Office has always been a good partner with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies and will continue to be. According to the release, the housing of ICE detainees does not divert any resources from the Sheriff's Office, and the department is reimbursed for all costs incurred. Revenue generated by contract housing helps reduce reliance on tax levy dollars. This revenue ensures that the Sheriff's Office continues to provide a high level of law enforcement services to the citizens of Sauk County. The ICE detainees housed at the Sauk County Jail are either already in the custody of ICE or have had an ICE detainer placed upon them after being booked into the jail for non-immigration-related crimes. These ICE detainees are held in the Sauk County Jail for short term. ICE detainees are also provided the same rights and care as other detainees. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says, immigration is a federal issue. As sheriff, I do not make any decisions on the apprehension of the detainees or deportation of those detainees. I merely provide food and shelter until a determination is made by federal authorities about how they wish to proceed with their legal process. It's currently 76 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your haying operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
It's an overcast 76 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Black Hawk Trail markers through Richland County, located in Gotham, Rockbridge, and Boaz. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Historical Marker Database, referencing the Black Hawk War, with a series of markers covering the events surrounding the June through August Wars of 1832 in Wisconsin. These markers were erected in 1998 by the Wisconsin Historical Society. In Richland County, there are three such markers, one located near Gotham, another in Rockbridge, and the third in Boaz. From Sauk County to Vernon County, the connection is traveling from east to west through Richland County. The first marker, numbered 400, is near Gotham. It's in Richland County. It is on Highway 14, about a tenth of a mile east of Yeager Lane at the wayside. It's titled The Pursuit West. The inscription reads as follows. During the Black Hawk War of 1832, Black Hawk and his band fled down the Wisconsin River after the July 21st Battle of Wisconsin Heights. 2 miles west of here, where the Pine River flows into the Wisconsin River, the band left the Wisconsin River and headed up the Pine River Valley. The second marker, numbered 401, is in Rockbridge. It's reached by traveling State Highway 80 north, and it's near County Highway D. The marker is at Pier Natural Bridge Park. Titled Troop Encampment, the inscription reads, according to local tradition, on the night of July 29th, 1832, during the Black Hawk War, General Atkinson's troops camped at this location. The next day, the troops proceeded up the west branch of the Pine River to abandon their supply wagon because of the rough terrain. And the third marker, number 402. It's located in Boaz in Richland County. It's on County Highway E near State Highway 171, north of Park Drive in the Boaz Community Park. It's located next to the Boaz Community Park building lot. It's titled Okooch Mountains. The inscription reads, during the Black Hawk War of 1832, Black Hawk's band and the pursuing military ventured into this unknown terrain of steep ridges and valleys. Following nearby the Mill Creek, some of the band headed to the rugged hills known as the Okooch Mountains. Along the way, many Indians died from exhaustion and starvation, and some from the battle wounds they had incurred. Check out the whole series of these markers telling the story of a significant event in Wisconsin history that played a part for Richland County. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Before There Was a Post Office in Richland County.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Today is the day to pick up Walk with Grace t-shirts. Team captains or representative are asked to pick up team shirts for this year's Walk with Grace at the Grace office between now and 6. For those of you that might owe some money for t-shirts, please plan to bring along the money needed. Teams that still have unsold calendar raffle tickets are also asked to please turn in as many unsold tickets as possible. There are teams that are still selling tickets and all tickets are out. Please don't wait until the night of Captain Survivor's Reception on August 6th to turn in unsold tickets. Also, please turn in sold raffle tickets for the car or calendar raffle as soon as possible so that as many as possible can be tracked prior to Captain Survivor Reception night. The Walk with Grace Committee is also trying to gather information on team plaques that teams have from previous years. Previous teams can help update files by letting the committee know how many open plate spots you have on your plaque. Each plaque was originally designed to be able to add up to 6 plates before needing a new plaque. Please let the committee know when you pick up your shirts, how many open or available spaces you have on your plaque, so that it can be added to the spreadsheet for future knowledge. If you will be needing a new plaque this year because yours is filled up, let them know that as well. It's Air Venture Week in Oshkosh, and EAA stands for Experimental Aircraft Association, which means building your own plane. Brittany Merlo reports.
Built by individuals for education and recreation, it's called Home Built.
Then I decided I wanted to go faster, and so I decided I was going to build this.
That's Kent Ingram. He's from Nebraska and started flying back in 82 while he was still in high school between his junior and senior year. Now, his bucket list is fulfilled. He built his own airplane.
Well, I'd always wanted to build one. I'm very mechanically minded. And
purchasing his kit from Rands, about 90 miles away from him, he started building it during COVID in 2020.
An airplane's just like a house. You make it look like a house really quick, but then the finish work takes a long time. And anytime you do something like an airplane project, it's just like going to college on you're just intensely learning on a project of how the system, and I have a brother that's an AMP, so I'm pretty familiar with it, but still did a lot of learning and building, and it's just, I like hands-on stuff.
Yeah. A lot of work, time, and money. I asked him, was it worth it?
Actually, the most difficult parts is the electronic, the panel part, because I'm flying a PA-11 Cub, which has a airspeed indicator and a compass and an altimeter. To a glass panel with an autopilot, and I still haven't tackled all that yet.
A Texas music nut. He said he'll be headed south soon with it.
It's a lot of fun. It'll be a good traveling airplane.
Hosting plenty of home-built exhibits right here in Oshkosh this week.
I guess it's retirement eventually.
I'm Brittany Merlot.
With summer storm season underway, the American Red Cross of Wisconsin has an urgent need for disaster shelter volunteers. Disasters can strike with little warning, displacing families and individuals from their homes. Shelter volunteers are critical in making sure those affected by a disaster have a safe, warm place to stay and a compassionate face to greet them. Shelter volunteers work directly with residents to ensure their basic needs are met and that they have access to additional services. Whether you're a student looking to serve during summer break, a professional seeking a meaningful way to give back, or a retiree with time and life experience to offer, the Red Cross offers local volunteer roles that are flexible and meaningful. Opportunities range from short-term disaster assignments to long-term leadership roles. Free training is provided and no prior experience is necessary. The most needed volunteer roles include in-person disaster shelter volunteer, disaster response and recovery, health and mental health services, logistics and supply coordination, and administrative and community outreach support. The Red Cross also offers a variety of opportunities for individuals who would like to support disaster relief operations across the country. Volunteers are needed to deploy to help communities in need after a disaster strikes. Whether you're delivering health services, supporting a shelter, or distributing relief supplies, your presence brings comfort to people in need. Getting started is easy and simple. Once your application is reviewed, your local Red Cross chapter will reach out to guide you through the next steps. All required training is provided free of charge and can be completed online. If you've ever thought about how you could help your community in times of need, now is the perfect time to act. The Red Cross will provide you with everything you need, from training to ongoing support. All you need to bring is your compassion and willingness to help. Visit redcross.org/local/wisconsin/volunteer.html to learn more and start your application. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
WRCO News Time is 12:34. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center on this Thursday afternoon, July 24th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died July 16th. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church this evening from 5 to 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family. Phil Allen is survived by three sisters, Diane Tidrick, Joan Allen Erickson, and Lisa and Carl Hogred, a brother, Eric and Stacy Allen, sister-in-law Rita Allen, nieces and nephews, and many great-nieces and nephews. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a 7-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Frank Ressler is survived by his wife of 26 years, Jamie, his daughter, Robin and Scott Limburner, his stepchildren, Kyle Dishler and Minette O'Brien, Kevin Dishler and Shauna Dishler, four grandchildren, his siblings, Mary Jane and Earl, Cubby Rulin, Patricia Ressler and Jamie Rogers, Vicki and Jerry Knockreiner, Alan and Diane Ressler, and Brandy Ressler. His brothers-in-law, Dennis Dankert, Sean and Kristen Eichhorst, and David and Dina Eichhorst. His mother-in-law, Sharon Richards, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Francis E., Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Rodney and Kimberly Anderson, Randy and Bonnie Richardson, and Lester and Nancy Stanichka. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, definitely humid across the area today with those dew points running close to 70 degrees, but a weak cool front stretching from the Kansas-Nebraska area all the way up to northern Michigan has been causing some sporadic showers and thunderstorms along that path. The bulk of the heavy activity today, the rest of today, will stay east of our area. Basically, some heavy storms expected late this afternoon in parts of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and even into northwest Ohio. But around here, just a chance of a few spotty showers yet. Otherwise, a little bit drier, less humid air will filter in from the northwest by tonight and tomorrow. Should make for a beautiful Friday across the area with summer-like temperatures, but not overly muggy. By Saturday, though, more humidity again with the weather system sliding by just south of us. Could see some showers out there Saturday morning. And then most of the rest of the weekend should be quiet. Temperatures will be getting hotter, though, by Sunday and Monday. And we'll see active weather early next week with a couple of systems dropping in from the northwest, possibly producing some scattered storms. Here's the forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy and humid. A few isolated showers or sprinkles are still possible. High temperature close to 83. Southwest wind 5 to 10 becoming northwest. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog possible, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and muggy with a high near 85. Light easterly wind. Friday night, a good chance of rain later, possibly some thunder, low 67. And Saturday, showers and thunderstorms diminishing by midday, partly sunny late, high about 84. Heading into Sunday, sunny or partly cloudy, hot and muggy, high 92. Monday will be hot and humid once again, chance of spotty thunderstorms, high of 92. And Tuesday, chance of scattered showers and storms, high near 86. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great afternoon.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 76 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 93, our low this morning was 70. Our high so far today, 79. The record high for this date, 102, was set in 1953. The record low, 48, set in 1940. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 63. Sunset tonight will be at 8:32, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:44. Currently in Richland Center, we have north to northeast winds at 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.06. Relative humidity is 85% and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 76 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Tweaking plant genes to boost oil production, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Arabidopsis is a simple plant known mainly for helping scientists understand and explore plant biology, but a recently published paper suggests it could become quite useful for biofuels production. Plant biochemist Jay Thielen of the University of Missouri is one of the co-authors. He says gene modifications in the plant produced not only more oil, but also more protein.
What we ultimately want to do is kind of train it, engineer it to produce even more oil, as well as specialty types of oils that would be compatible, for instance, with sustainable aviation fuel.
Thielen says there's still more work to do, as the modification also caused the plants to break the oils down faster. One desirable trait is the plants mature quickly, he adds.
Have to figure out how to continue to produce more vegetable oils, but do it with the same amount of land. Cover crops are going to be part of the solution, and that we can get multiple rounds of crops in a single year.
Thielen says the project is a good example of how ag research can help solve problems beyond just the ag sector.
It feels like basic science is a bit under attack these days, and I guess I would just like to remind your listeners that basic science is critical to our economic growth and our infrastructure.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Some changes are coming to USDA. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Thanks to three modes of action against corn rootworm, Pioneer brand Vorceed Enlist corn averages 7.1 bushels per acre advantage versus its top competitors across over 24,000 comparisons. Your best year starts with Pioneer. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins has announced plans to reorganize the U.S. Department of Agriculture to better serve America's farmers and ranchers. The department will move into five hub locations in Raleigh, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Salt Lake City, Utah. Rollins says the reorganization is designed to ensure the size of its workforce aligns with financial resources, will bring the department closer to farmers, eliminate management layers and bureaucracy, and consolidate support functions. But she says all critical functions of the department will continue uninterrupted. Local USDA offices will be notified in the coming months on more information about regional hubs and next steps. The lead agricultural economist for McKinsey & Company says farmers are being cautious in the current ag economy. Brownfield's Jared White has more from the AgriNext conference.
Wesley Davis says elevated input prices are weighing on farmers.
Farmer spends about 28 cents per bushel on agrichems right now. From 2000 to about 2020, farmers spent 18 cents. So you can kind of understand why farmers are hesitant to buy new equipment or buy the new farm next door.
However, he says there are signs things may be shifting.
It's starting to look more bright for the upstream inputs. Ag equipment, still pretty stressed. Animal proteins, still pretty stressed. Upstream, we're starting to see a little bit of a brighter picture. Downstream, still a big question mark.
Davis says surveys show farmers expect to utilize recently approved government payments to help purchase equipment, land, and solidify their operations. From St. Louis, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
An initial phase of a University of Nebraska study shows E30 has the potential to be used in non-flex fuel vehicles. Ben Rhodes with the Nebraska Ethanol Board tells Brownfield, if approved, it could create an additional market for corn farmers.
It would certainly be massive. The current ethanol usage in the United States every year is about 14 billion gallons, and that's with the nationwide blend rate hovering around 10%, 10.5, somewhere in there, because E10 is the baseline fuel. If we think about E30, that's three times as much ethanol per gallon.
Rhodes says the study has been collecting data for 18 months and will continue for another year before publishing a final report. The USDA reports a pair of new U.S. corn export sales. South Korea bought 135,000 tons and unknown destinations 280,000 tons. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer?
then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been relatively quiet. Bids have started to surface. Those are at $230 live in the south and $235 live in the north. Asking prices are at $232 live in the south, and the north has been slow to get established. Packer inquiry is expected to improve over the balance of the week, but with the big cattle reports coming out Friday afternoon, any significant trade volume could be delayed until very late in the day. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska on Wednesday, steers were $13 to $23 higher. The USDA says demand was very good with several buyers both in-house and there was active online bidding. The sale also included several record-selling prices. Medium and large one feeder steer, 704 to 734 pounds, brought $362.50 to $386. Medium and large one feeder steers, 936 pounds, brought $336.75. And large one feeder steers, 1,018 to 1,038 pounds, brought $316 to $318.25. Box beef was higher and sharply higher at midday with solid demand for decent offerings. Choice up $1.57 at $369.09. Select was $4.23 higher at $349.62. Cash hog prices at the regional direct markets were lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors have been primarily focused on demand, both on the global market and domestically. Globally, business hasn't been bad, but China has been inconsistent in its purchasing habits, and that's creating some uncertainty. This week's export sales report from the USDA was lukewarm at best. Domestic demand has shown some strength, but it is unknown if that will provide long-term benefit. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 96 cents with a weighted average of 113.81, and the Western Corn Belt's $1.25 lower with a weighted average of 113.06. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are a dollar higher at midday at $83, and pork values were higher at midday at 47 cents at 117.71. There was strength across the board in all the primals. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
Soybeans and hogs are mixed. Corn is higher, cattle are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed as they continue to monitor U.S. development conditions, which generally look favorable in much of the region. Domestic crush margins are solid, while it was a bearish week for the export sales numbers. August beans are down 4 1/4 at 10.01 3/4. September's 1 3/4 lower at 10.03 1/4. August soybean meal's down $1.80 at 270.20. August bean oil is up 30 points at 56.44. Corn is firm. South Korea, not China, bought new crop U.S. corn today, with unknown destinations picking up both old and new crop. Development weather looks good in most of the Midwest and Plains. September corn's 1 3/4 higher at $4.25. December's up 1 3/4 at $4.19 1/4. And wheat is mixed. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is about 3/4 complete and should wrap up soon in some areas. A major spring wheat crop tour is showing lower yields, but mostly healthy crops. September Chicago's down 1 1/4 at 5.39 1/4. September Kansas City's up 2 1/4 at 5.25 3/4. September Minneapolis is down 2 1/4 at 5.85 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are down, watching direct business develop. So far, trades light at 230 on the live basis in Texas. That is steady with the week ago. Box beef was higher at midday. August live's down 57 at 226.45. October's 50 lower at 223. August feeders are down 212 at 329.40. And hogs are mixed on spread trade in the mixed cash. August lean is up 5 at 108.52. October 67 higher at 91.57. Crude oil's firm. The Dow's down about 180 points. The dollar index is up modestly. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This August, Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join us at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos with Mad Dog and Merrill, and a performance from the Peterson Farm Brothers. We're proud to protect what matters most, your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Wide-ranging health benefits of pulses. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Pulses, such as lentils, beans, chickpeas, and peas, are nutritional powerhouses that provide a wide range of health benefits. Tim McGreevy is CEO of USA Pulses.
The modeling studies show that if you increase the consumption to 3 cups per week, that you can dramatically, you know, decrease your cholesterol, right, by more than 10%, actually, and increase your dietary fiber more than 10%. You can also dramatically increase your overall nutritional content in terms of dietary fiber. And we're talking about resistant starch, which is also really good for your gut health. So because they have such high dietary fiber and resistant starch in all pulses, it's just terrific for your gut microbiome, and in a natural way that's actually affordable as well. So, you know, copper, magnesium, zinc, folate, you know, especially for, you know, young pregnant mothers. This is a natural form of all of those, you know, natural minerals you can get through pulses.
Pulses also improve microbial diversity and support metabolic health. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's Weekly Livestock Market Update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the Weekly Livestock Market Update each week on Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Word today that wrestling icon Hulk Hogan has died. The legend of the World Wrestling Federation, now known as the WWE, rose to fame in the 1980s, stacking up wrestling wins as one of the superstar wrestlers with his towering physique and signature bleach blonde hair. ABC's Diane Macedo has more.
Hulk Hogan has a complicated legacy. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2005. But then removed in 2015 after a scandal over racist comments while he was being secretly recorded. Hulk Hogan was 71 years old. WWE says they're saddened to learn of his passing and extending their condolences to Hogan's family, friends, and fans.
The Hulk threw his support behind Donald Trump and J.D. Vance at last summer's Republican National Convention.
And at the end of the day, with our leader up there, my hero,
Hulk Hogan was 71. This is 8.